host, Freddie Howard. Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Focusing on the homecoming and revival services at Antioch New One Missionary Baptist Church there in Thomas Plain, which will be starting Sunday, September 27th, 2015, at 11 a.m. And the revival will run through September 28th, Monday through Friday, October 2nd. And services will begin 7:30 p.m. each night. The evangelist for the week will be Reverend Danny Benjamin from Bethesda Baptist Church over in Lynchburg, Alabama. He's also the moderator for the Sunday School BTU Congress in Monroe County. We also have Sunday School beginning at 9:30 a.m. Well, I am the superintendent. The teaching will be done by Reverend William Oliver. Regular worship services at 11 a.m. Exalted, encouraging, engaging, empowering, enlisting. Devotion will be deacons in charge. The A and B selection will be Brothers in Christ, male course. The Brothers in Christ, male course. Lord's Prayer, Choir, and Congregation, responsive reading, pastor and congregation. Responsive reading will come from Psalms 51, 1 through 5, 7, 10, 12, and 14 through 15. Antioch members' assessment for the revival is $35 plus tithes and offering. Houston visitors, please give freely. Lunch will be served in the fellowship hall. There will be no afternoon services. Thoughts for this day? When you live a life of giving and helping others, you are sowing into kingdom the very universe. Those seeds will rise up throughout your life and years after you are gone, touching the lives of your legacy. Your bloodline will run strong. Your life is your life, but you will truly be rewarded when you give pieces of your life away. Help someone today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Help someone. When you do, you are truly helping yourself. Nightly service will begin at 7:30, and that order of nightly service will be deacon and visitors. Deacon will do devotion. The guest choir will do an A and B selection. It will be scripture, prayer, then a selection from the choir, then the offering. The presentation of the revivalists will be done by Pastor Oliver. There will be a hymn by the choir, then a sermon by Reverend Danny Benjamin, pastor of Bethesda Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Alabama. Invitation to discipleship, announcements, remarks, and benediction. Thoughts for the week. Show respect to people who don't even deserve it, not as a reflection of their character, but as a reflection of yours. I like that. We are all people in need. We are not perfect. We are not machines. We make mistakes. We need grace. We need compassion. We need help at times. We need other people. And that's simply okay. Powerful thoughts from this revival from Miss Mary V. Howard. She's a powerful lady and so forth. Putting programs together and other things. Beautiful lady indeed. My wife, Mary Howard. Thank you for what you do. If you need a good program done, you can contact Mary V. Howard at 251-789-2424. She has prepared program for many churches in this area. All right, let's get to our program for tonight, which is Antioch Homecoming Service, September 27, 2015. Revival at Antioch No. 1 Missionary Baptist Church, Tonus Springs, Alabama. It's going to run an hour and 31 minutes. We will be talking about the program as well as Gilbert Patterson will be providing the music for us tonight. We hope that something is saying, something is said, will bless you tonight, on this Thursday night. Enjoy the program.
Can you remember the day when the Lord set you free? Set you free from sin, set you free from evil, and what joy accompanied that freedom. Oh, we just gonna have church. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, He will.
Good evening, good morning. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. It's revival time. Every day is revival time. Reconnect with Jesus Christ, our Creator, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we're in a time of grace now, is in charge right now, today. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, this is House Hebron Gospel. Host Freddie Holland, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. We're going to be talking about homecoming and revival at Antioch No. 1 Missionary Baptist Church there in Tone Spring, Alabama, where Reverend Waylon Oliver is the pastor. He's also the pastor of Lily Baptist Church there over in Frisco City. His first lady is Sister Joyce Oliver. who has been going through trying times with surgery, brain surgery, and is in recovery at this time. But we are hopeful, and God willing, she will return to us even better. She's already returned to the church once after her surgery and recovery, but God is continuing to walk with her. To all of the churches in this area, all of the churches that we have visited during your revival, we ask you to return to us, those that have not come. Come with us, be with us. If you're not having services, Sunday, September the 27th, Sunday morning at 11 a.m., come with us. We have a powerful Sunday school lesson, as all churches do. But come and be with us. For the week, Reverend Danny Benjamin of Bethesda Baptist Church over in Lynchburg will be the pastor for the week. The service is every night. It's at 7:30. Come on and be with us. Monday night, Deacon Ezra Lee and Brother Ezra Lee Jr., Amity Baptist Church, Savannah Church, Sylvester Baptist Church, and Shiloh Baptist Church will be in charge of the service. They will start it off with fire and power. On Tuesday night, Deacon Charlie J. Wiggins and Minister Ernest Stanton. Church is in charge that night, St. Matthew Baptist Church, New Purchase CMA Church, Green Street AMA Church, and Cathedral Faith here in Beatrice. The Reverend Apostle Stalwart is the pastor. Wednesday night, Deacon Albert Richardson, David Richardson, and Tony Lett. Churches, Pilgrim Rest, Bethany Baptist Church, Tabernacle Baptist Church, and Bethel, number one in Burncombe. Come on out and be with us and worship with us. Thursday night, Deacon Leon Stalwart and Larry Turner. Churches, Mount Olive, Mars Hill Baptist Church, and Morningstar in Beatrice, Alabama. And then Friday night, Deacon Clark Lett, yours truly, Freddie Howard, Mr. Richard Lett, Sr., churches invited, New Liberty, Daniel Baptist, Lily Baptist, and Bethesda Baptist Church. All the churches, you are invited. Slated churches are asked to bring your pastor, choirs, and officers and urchins. And on any night that there will be nobody on the choir stand, you come up and sing. Sing with joy and praise, and praise to God. Homecoming and Revival, Antioch No. 1 Missionary Baptist Church, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, Peterman, Alabama. Homecoming Sunday, September the 27th, 2015, 11 a.m. Revival, Monday through Friday, September the 28th through October the 2nd, 2015, 7:30 p.m. Nightly service. Theme, it's revival time. Scripture reference, restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Song 80 and 19. Reverend William Oliver, pastor, Deacon Freddie Howard, chairman of the deacons, Sister Lisa Starr is the clerk, Reverend Daniel Benjamin, evangelist for the week, pastor of Bethesda Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Alabama. From Reverend Oliver, welcome to our church, the church where everyone is somebody and Christ is the head.
Oh, we just gonna have church. The Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, He will.
as Reverend Patterson, Reverend Gilbert Patterson, saying, "The Lord will make a way." What about the church? When is the last time you assemble yourselves together at a church? God says not to forsake this practice of assembling yourselves together with fellow church members. It's an encouragement for you to be with your church members. The church, that in dispensation of fullness of time, we might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is the body of Christ. Ephesians 1, 10, 22 and 23. Know who God is and who the church is. Do not. Again, I say, do not fail and not assemble yourselves together in your local church. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 1, 13 and 18, talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the church, God's bride. He has said unto them, "But when ye say that I am Simon Peter," answered, and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but the Father that is in heaven. And he said unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon the rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16, 15 through 18. The church. Truth. As Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." And Jesus said, "Who has revealed it to him?" Only Jesus, God Almighty, the Creator, God the Father, revealed it to Peter. That is the truth. And the truth is what you shall build my church. This is Jesus is saying that he will build his church upon this rock, the solid truth. And are built upon the foundation, the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, talking about the church, in whom all the buildings fitted frame together, growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, 20 and 22, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Upon him the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without an end. Ephesians 3, 15 and 21. We are talking about the church. The church. Assemble yourselves there. During revival time, assemble yourselves there. Sunday after Sunday, night after night, 7 days a week, assemble yourself there at the church and worship. For the time is coming when you cannot worship and praise God. Seek him while he may be found. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church. And he is Savior of the body. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband loves your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We are talking about the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The washing of water by the word. Understand, you can be cleansed by the power of God's word. Singing can't save you. Only God's word can save you through the Holy Spirit. And you repenting and crying out to Jesus Christ, God Almighty, our Father, which art in heaven. Call upon him right now. Call upon him.
My trust.
I've started to walk in the light shining upon me from heaven, so bright. I'll bid the world and its follies I've started with Jesus, and I'm going through. Like Jacob, a stone, living each moment with his faith in my view. And to stray from the pathway and fail to go through. I have started.
strength to make it through. Then you just have to tell him, take me through, dear Lord, take me through. 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 Oh, I wanna go through, dear Lord, I wanna go through. I want to go through, dear Lord, I wanna go through. I want to go through. Anybody in here know you serving a real God?
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. God has been real.
not just a habit of going to church every Sunday. Why don't you just get up and tell 7 people that God is real? And he's real to me.
I'm encouraged. Walk with Jesus.
Courage to walk with Jesus, because everything I need, He does supply. He's everything. I wish you'd tell somebody, He's everything. Everything to me. Everything to me. Come on and help me.
in the book of the Gospel according to Mark, Jesus went over into the country of the Gadarenes. That was a man who was possessed by at least 2,000 demonic spirits. They could not bind him with chains nor with fetters. And fetters were simply a mechanism that was designed to hold the feet. Sometimes your hands can be free, but if your feet are bound, you still cannot walk into the blessings of God. But I want you to know tonight that it does not matter what kind of fetter, what kind of chain the enemy has imposed upon you. Jesus prayed. Every fetter. Oh, why don't you ring it out? Jesus prayed. Yesterday, it doesn't matter what Satan tries to do today, I will never doubt my Savior.
Goes everywhere that this project goes.
somebody in here tonight. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You need a move of God in your life. Don't be ashamed. This can be the very night you thought it was designed for you to just come and be a participant in the recording of some old songs. But God designated this night. He made an appointment with you for this night, saying that this would be your night of healing. I feel the time has come now for prayer. Somebody tonight needs a touch of God's hand. This recording project, we expect it to go into tens of thousands of homes, behind the prison bars, hospital rooms, and so many different places. And on this particular CD, cassette, DVD, VHS, whatever format our different contributors will desire to receive it in. The Lord spoke to my spirit and said, this time, make sure that a prayer of deliverance goes everywhere that this project goes. Somebody in here tonight, oh, bless the name of Jesus. You need a move of God in your life. Don't be ashamed. This can be the very night you thought it was designed for you to just come and be a participant in the recording of some old songs. But God designated this night. He made an appointment with you for this night, saying that this would be your night of healing. To Jesus I surrender all. To Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him and in His presence daily live. Lift your hands and tell Him, yesteryear. We never ended the service without having a family prayer. Now we're in so big a hurry. The preacher preaches. He calls for an offering of consecration. And we speed out of the door, back into our situations, back into our difficulties. But you don't ever want to leave the house of God without the blessing of God being invoked upon you. His presence is here right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you I want to thank you for the hundreds who are present here in Temple of Deliverance. I want to thank you for the hundreds of thousands that will receive this project, singing the old time way. But oh God, I want you to anoint the songs, but I want you to anoint this prayer. Glory to God. Somebody that is behind the prison bar, they are incarcerated in the city, the county, the state, of a federal institution. But I know that you can send your word. You can break the shackles. You can rebuke the hand of the enemy. Somebody, oh God, is lying upon their hospital bed. Somebody is at home, confined to their bed of affliction. But we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth your people. I speak the word of healing. I speak the word of deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. Satan, you take your hands off. Take your hands out of that family situation. Satan, take your hands out of this family's finances. Satan, take your filthy hands of cancer, tuberculosis, sickness and illness, disease and infirmity. Take your hands off. For God is healing. He's healing right now. Woman, God heal you. Man, God set you free. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him glory. To the sole of your feet, I command you to be healed. I command your mind to be regulated. God, heal the mind. Heal the mind. Regulate the mind. The minds of your people that's being affected by the enemy. Cast down imagination. Cast down everything that opposes your presence. In the name of Jesus, and let your glory be revealed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, somebody ought to just give him some praise. Away from this altar, to go back to your seat. Your total deliverance depends on whether or not you have followed the instruction in this song. It simply says, you have longed for sweet peace and for faith. You have earned leave. Oh, but you can not have rest.
Hallelujah.
Can you remember the day when the Lord set you free? Set you free from sin. Set you free from evil. And what joy accompanied that freedom. So let's just sing it. Oh, the joy that came to me. Oh, when I knew that I was free. When my Savior found me, put his arm around me. Oh, the joy that came to me. Oh, what joy that came to me. Oh, when I knew that I was free. When my Savior found me, put his arm around me. Oh, what joy that came to me. Come on. Oh, what joy that came to me. Oh, when I knew that I was free. When my Savior found me, put his arm around me. Oh, what joy that came to me.
Some of us now are enjoying the greatest blessings of our life. But there are some people who things may not be going so well with. So turn to somebody and just say to them, pray for me while time is going well with you. Pray for me that the Lord will carry me through. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, let's sing it. It simply goes, pray for me while time's going well with you. Pray for me that the Lord will carry me through. Pray for me that the will of the Lord be done.
His dear children.
alone. Sometimes on the mountain where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of nights, my God leads his dear children alone. Come through the water, for a minute. Look where he brought me from. Oh, look where he brought me from. Oh, he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. Oh, look where he brought me from. Oh, look where he brought me from. Marvelous life. Look where he brought me from. Why don't you tell him, Lord, I just want to thank you for where you brought me from. Thank you for where you brought me to. And by faith, thank you for where you're leading me. Evangelist Rosemarie Remsen Brown. She's coming. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's give God a big praise for Evangelist Rosemarie.
Just one more time. Church, I'm going with Jesus all the way. He's the YPWW president for 39 years. He was an old president. But praise God. He said, hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come on. God just a little bit of glory. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Thank you all for joining us for this short and brief version of Revival coming up at Sunday at Antioch Baptist Church there in Tunnel Spring. Come on down and be with us and be blessed. Powerful singing coming from yours truly and the other men there at Antioch Number 1 Baptist Church with, on the keyboard, Brother Corey Robinson, that is. But anyway, come on down and be with us. And be blessed. Thank you. God bless. See you next time.
Lord, I've started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven, so bright, I bid the world and its follies